Raised by wolves with canine DNA in his blood, having trained more than 24,000 vets, helping you and your fur babies thrive. Live in studio, it's Pet Talk Today with Will Bangura, answering your pet behavior and training questions. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host and favorite pet behavior expert, Will Bangura.
Happy Monday afternoon, everybody. I'm Will Bangura. Hope you're doing well. This is not a full Pet Talk Today live stream. What I want to do is give you a 10-15 minute dog training hack, a pro dog training tip. This is about dogs that like to resource guard. If you have a dog that likes to grab objects they shouldn't have and steal them and run away, maybe they want to play chase with you, but then they get aggressive. Maybe they don't want to play chase, but they want to fight you to the death if you try to take it away from you. Well, we're going to go over a quick hack, how to keep yourself safe, how to be able to teach your dog to drop the object so that you can safely get it without getting bit, okay, without having confrontation with your dog. Now, this is not the complete and total fix for a resource guarding issue. That can take a very long time. That requires a lot of counter conditioning and desensitization, exposure therapy in a very specific way, and that can take a long time. Not that we don't want to do that. That's the goal. That's what we want to do. The gold standard for any dog that has anxiety, reactivity, fears, phobias, aggression, is to use counter conditioning and desensitization. That's where we expose the dog to the trigger where the dog doesn't have stress. So a lot of times at a distance where we're starting, and we're creating positive associations to that particular trigger. But what we're going to do now is we're going to teach your dog how to fetch on cue or command. We're going to teach your dog how to drop on cue or command. Now, before we can do that, we need to make sure that we're using markers in training. Do you know what marker training is? Do you know what clicker training is? Are you using a clicker or markers in training? Are you doing it the right way? Timing is everything. And great trainers use a marker system in training. This is not the opportunity to talk about it, but if you haven't learned it, in order to do this, I want you to go to the Pet Talk Today audio podcast. That's right. Do a Google search, put in Pet Talk Today podcast. Then I want you to go to the podcast. I want you to look for episode 80. Episode 80 is an entire, I believe, hour that goes over in detail using markers and training. All right. So this assumes that your dog is conditioned to a marker, whether it be the clicker or an auditory word marker like yes or nice or super, whatever that is for you and your dog. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We need to get an object. I like to hopefully use a toy, unless your dog is really protective of their toys. Find something that you know you can give a little toss to or a roll, and your dog will go pick it up. Maybe it's a little rope toy that you toss. Maybe it's a Kong that you roll or toss. Maybe it's a ball that you roll or toss. Maybe it's a squeaky toy that you roll or toss, or just some kind of other toy that your dog might like. The goal here is that we're going to try to get the dog, without asking, to pick up an object, okay? We want to make sure that it's a safe object. It can't be something that your dog's going to eat up and ingest and get harmed with, okay? All right, so this is the first step. Take that object, roll it or toss it just 2 feet away from you or the dog. The goal is we're hoping the dog's going to go after it, grab it, and pick it up. As your dog goes to grab it, as soon as your dog picks it up, in that exact moment, I want you to label that fetch. You're not asking for fetch. We're creating the behavior to get the dog to pick something up. As the dog picks it up, we're just going to label that behavior fetch, creating a black and white cause and effect association so that the dog begins to understand that, hey, picking up an object, that's called fetch. Now, when you do that, when you label fetch, as soon as the dog picks it up, as soon as you label fetch, now, click and reward or mark and reward. Okay. I need you to do this 10 to 20 times in a row. So make sure you've got your treat pouch on. Make sure you've got 10 to 20 high-value food rewards in that treat pouch. Please don't bribe your dog. Don't reach toward that pouch till after your dog does what you want it to do, whether it's something that you're creating, a behavior that you're creating, or whether it's something that you're asking for. Right now, we're not asking for fetch. We're just creating it. It's called capturing. We're going to toss or throw that object. Your dog goes to pick it up. As your dog goes to pick it up, you say fetch and click and reward or mark and reward. You're going to do that 10 to 20 times in a row every day for 2 weeks. After you've done that for 2 weeks, if your timing is good and you actually did 10 to 20 repetitions every day over a 2 week period, now you should be able to ask for fetch. So now we're going to test to see if we did a good job with our timing and creating that association between picking up an object and the word fetch. So we're going to take that object that we used to toss or roll. This time we're not going to toss or roll it. We're just going to set it down on the ground between the dog and yourself, and immediately you're going to ask for fetch. It's okay to repeat the command one or two more times. Fetch, fetch. If your dog does not pick it up and you've given the command three times, you've cued the dog with the word fetch, your dog's not picking it up, your dog looks confused, you did something wrong. Go back and redo what you did. Make sure your timing is really good. Make sure you're using markers, okay? Make sure that you don't have food in your hand. Make sure that you're not reaching for the bag when you're giving the cue and when you're marking the dog. The dog's got to do the behavior. Keep your hand away from the treat pouch. You've got to say the cue or you've got to label the behavior. Stay away from the treat pouch. It's not till after you've marked, then you reach for the treat pouch. And that's critical. People make mistakes there and it doesn't always work. But it should work. After 2 weeks of labeling fetch, we should be able to ask for it and the dog knows and the dog picks it up. So I'm going from the assumption now that we did everything correct in step one, part one, and now we can ask for fetch. Okay, what are we doing in part two? What are we doing in step two? Now that we can ask for fetch, we're going to ask for fetch, and we're going to do that 10 to 20 times in a row every single day. You're going to need high-value food rewards, 10 to 20 of those at a minimum, right? Now, we're going to ask for fetch, but we're not. In step two, part two, we're going to ask for fetch, but we're not going to click and reward, or we're not going to mark and reward the fetch. We're going to sit there, and we're going to wait out the dog. Your dog might get frustrated. It's used to you clicking and rewarding right away. The dog's going to let go of the object, whatever it is. It's going to let it go. Just wait it out. It might be 2 seconds. It might be 2 minutes. It might be 20 minutes, but I doubt it. I guarantee your dog's going to let it go probably within 2 minutes. And I don't think your dog's going to run away from you. It wants that treat. We've been playing this game for 2 weeks. Wait out your dog. As soon as your dog opens its mouth to let go of that object, now we're going to start labeling that drop. Okay? Now we're going to capture drop. The dog lets go of the object. As it happens, immediately as it happens, you're going to say drop, and then you're going to click and reward, or you're going to mark and reward. After the dog takes the food reward, you're going to say fetch. It's okay to point to the object. It's okay to repeat the command. When your dog picks it up, you're not going to click and reward. You're not going to mark and reward. Not in part two, not in part two, step two. Wait for your dog to let the object go. You're not asking for drop. You're waiting for it to happen. As it happens, you're capturing that and you're labeling it drop, click and reward, or mark and reward. Okay, for step two, part two, just like step one, part one, you're going to do this 10 to 20 times in a row every day. After you've done that now for 2 weeks, we've got a month into this. Yep, we're going to do it right. There are no quick fixes. Now you should be able to ask for drop. We've been playing the game for 2 weeks. The dog should understand the game. You put the object down, you say fetch, the dog picks it up, say drop. Hopefully the dog lets it go, and now you click and reward, you mark and reward. Take the next 2 weeks actually asking for a drop. Ask for fetch, ask for drop, click and reward, mark and reward on the drop. Okay. All right. This is not stopping resource guarding. The resource guarding has not gone away. We have done no counter conditioning, no gradual and systematic desensitization so that your dog feels comfortable and relaxed and doesn't have any anxiety, fear, or stress when we come by the dog when it's guarding an object. What you don't want to do is try to approach the dog and think that you're going to beat the dog and get the object away from the dog without getting bit. Maybe you will, but a lot of people don't. A lot of people that think they can do it get bit anyway. And that includes a lot of dog trainers, okay? So be smart. Assume the dog's going to bite you. Don't confront the dog by trying to take it away. Look, the dog is afraid. And if you get too close, the dog will probably bite. Okay. Dealing with aggression is not an easy problem. If you have a real serious case of aggression, I want you to find some professional help. This can be dangerous. I'm just giving you these tips so that you have this to help manage the problem until you can do the real work of counter conditioning and desensitization. And you might need to hire a certified behavior consultant. If you do, please make sure they're certified. Make sure they're not a dog trainer. Regular dog trainers are great, but they work with, you know, basic commands, heel, sit, down, come, go to your place. Nuisance behaviors like jumping and barking and getting on the furniture. But when it comes to aggression issues or issues with fear, phobias, anxieties, reactivity, aggression, like I said, you really need to be looking into a certified dog behavior consultant. Go to the website for the International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants. Their web address is iaabc.org. iaabc.org. You can look them up by city, state. Now, if there's nobody in your area that's there or qualified, hey, I help people all over the world. I do behavior consultations with everybody all over the world. We're super successful. No, I don't need to be there in person. I know that you think I do, but you're the one that needs to learn. It's all about coaching you. And we're very successful at doing that. If you put in the time, you put in the work, you're going to have success. But if you can't find somebody, a professional in your area, you can always go to my website. Where is it? It's right down there. Dogbehaviorist.com. Go to dogbehaviorist.com. You can fill out the form and I can be in touch with you. I can help you. Hopefully, this is a good hack. Once you've got this down, this is how you can manage things. It's not the fix, but it's a way to manage things. Rather than reaching for it and getting hurt, now if your dog grabs something it shouldn't have, you should be able to say drop. Okay. Get your dog to come to you, pull out, because you're going to mark and reward. The dog's going to come for its food reward, right? As your dog comes to you for its food reward, just take the dog into its crate or take the dog into another room, and then you can safely grab the object the dog shouldn't have had and put it up. That's a hack. That's a temporary fix. It's a Band-Aid. It's a way to manage things and be safe until you can put in the time of real counter conditioning and desensitization, doing that work with whatever it is your dog is aggressive, because it might be lots of different objects. It might be locations. It might be space and territory. It could be another person in the house. It could be another pet in the house, for all that matters. But if you try this and you put in the time, I guarantee you this is going to work. All right, folks, give that a shot, okay? Like I said, this is just a really quick 15-minute tip, a pro dog tip, a hack, how you deal with resource guarding to keep yourself safe so that you can grab that object and you're not having a dog grab it onto you and fighting with your dog. Give that a shot. I guarantee it'll work. Hit that like button. Hit that share button. We love you. We appreciate you. Have a good rest of your day. I'm out of here.